您现在收听的是
湾区新城中文电台。
湾区新城中文电台。
湾区新城中文电台 FM 92.3。
湾区新城节目多，
节目精彩一箩箩，娱乐资讯夜笙歌，七天不停为你播。传承多年的料理经验，最正宗最新鲜的手工水饺，最丰盛最好吃的北方美食，尽在水饺大王。水饺大王地址39229CW Newark， 电话510-713-2800 510-713-2800。水饺大王更推出贴心的袋装水饺，让你把美食带回家。
感恩节圣诞情捐罐头送爱心，
爱能改变一切。由全福会主办的圣诞慈善音乐会，12月10日星期六，邀请您与著名歌星王子雷 Elisa 刘心如在 Cupertino Flint Center 度过美好的夜晚。
票价由10到100元不等，湾区各大中文书店均有售票，洽询专线510-936-9769，510-936-9769，
或网络订票 www.lovechangeseverything.org www.lovechangeseverything.org。
我只愿和你度过
冬天。去哪儿玩？
天下第一灯嘉年华，
十几组高楼般的巨型彩灯，天坛、金门大桥、埃菲尔铁塔、恐龙迷宫，一天逛遍全球。
有吃有玩有购物有表演，40万人的节日盛会，美国首次热翻湾区。
Great American Parking Lot， 11月25日至1月2日，天下第一灯，让您过个不一样的冬天。
票价12元，老人、儿童团体优惠。网址是 www.globalwonderland.org， 电话是18887687469，18887687469。
我是克仪，
我是赛日，我爱音乐，爱唱歌，
我爱运动，也爱跳舞。
我是老外，
哎，这里是美国，我才是老外吧？
而且我们都喜欢吃巧克力。
What chocolate？这跟主持节目有什么关系啊？
不听不知道，
听了就知道。请锁定星期三、星期五1点至2点的轻松一刻。
Don't forget， 网上即时收听 china923fm.com。可以 ，Let's get some chocolate。
You're crazy。
以下内容纯属个人意见，与本台立场无关。
大家好，我是赛日，你们现在收听的是轻松一刻。Yeah， 暂时刻意不在，但是再过一会儿，你们等一下，他会带一个很特别的贵宾来到我们的节目当中，So wait for it, wait for it， 刻意 ，We are waiting for you， Where are you？ Come， hurry， 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 快点！我今天特别高兴，为什么呢？因为我已经回到了我的老家费城，我要跟我的父母啊、我的家人一起庆祝感恩节和圣诞节，所以呢，在这段时间我会从费城主持这个节目，跟刻意一起主持这个节目，我就在费城，刻意在旧金山，哇，会很精彩，会变成一个很国际性的节目，很棒。So everybody stay tuned to our worldwide adventures right here on 92.3 湾区新城。别忘了 ，Don't forget， 你可以在网上收听我们的节目啊，可以上 china923fm.com， and you can also go on to bayareametro.com， and don't forget keichang.com， keichang。Go on and check it out。 那我相信你们都知道，下个礼拜四就是感恩节。那感恩节为什么那么重要呢？因为在感恩节的时候， We must express our thanks for everything that we have。 我们基本上就说感谢上天呢，为了我们所拥有的。 So it's important to be thankful、thankful for our friends, our family, for all that we have。 And、that is why I love Thanksgiving。And I particularly love today's show。 我今天好高兴，为什么那么高兴呢？因为我今天要请一个很特别的贵宾来到我们的节目当中。我今天要欢迎我的 mother， 我的母亲来到我们的节目，跟我们分享做 Thanksgiving dinner 的一些 secrets， 还有呢，她还会跟我们分享她过去庆祝感恩节的一些美好的回忆。 So do not go anywhere， don't move， 别动，这个 crazy 老外还会继续在空中与你们一起庆祝感恩节，还有呢，还会继续跟你们分享一些跟感恩节有关系的知识。 But right now, I have a special song for all of you. It's a Christmas song. 我们现在想打一点气氛。We want to bring in the holiday mood. And so I'm bringing you Frank Sinatra, The Christmas Song. If you know it, sing it. 大家跟我一起来欣赏一下。
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
大家好，我是赛日。你们刚刚听的是 The Christmas Song, Frank Sinatra. Wow, I'm ready for 感恩节。Are you? I'm ready for Christmas. Are you? Well, 接下来我想给你们介绍一下一些跟感恩节有关系的知识。很多人可能不知道，但是感恩节是美国和加拿大共有的节日。感恩节的原意是为了感谢上天赐予的好收成。感恩节是在每年十一月的第四个星期。A lot of you might not have known that, but that is the truth. 我觉得感恩节很像中国的春节。在感恩节的时候，成千上万的人，不管多忙，都会尽量回到老家跟他们自己的家人团聚。So, speaking of 团聚， I have a special guest here. 我接下来要给大家介绍我的 mother, 我的母亲来了。Mom, I am so happy to have you on the show. And I just want to wish you happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, Michael, it's great to have you back home, especially at this wonderful time of year.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back home. And I was just thinking, man, what would be a great way to actually explain to people what we do for the holidays? And there would be no better person to have on the show except you. And so I wanted to know if you could actually share some of the things that we do during the holidays and some of the good things that we eat. And maybe you can give us some insights.
Well, first, I know that this is one of your favorite holidays because it kicks in right into Christmas also.
It sure is.
And I know that you love all the wonderful holiday foods. We here who are eating meat, we do have a turkey that I roast and we use the stuffing. And for you, then we'll make your veggie lasagna. But roasting sweet potatoes and white potatoes and cranberry sauce and creamed onions and green beans. And then because we're Italian American, we also have the roasted hazelnuts and roasted chestnuts, which we just love. And of course, I can make pumpkin pie and coconut custard pie. And if you want your banana split cake, I'll do that also.
Wow, I am feeling hungry as you speak. You know, just to recap, 在感恩节的时候，我们吃很多好吃的东西。除了火鸡，大家都吃各种派，很多甜点，比如说苹果派呀，什么南瓜派呀，还有榛子、栗子，各种坚果，坚果都是烤的，还有 stuffing 啊，还有 cranberry sauce 土豆泥，各种烤的土豆，我应该说马铃薯，在大陆我们说土豆，但是在台湾、香港，大家都说马铃薯，还有四季豆啊 ，and all kinds of veggies and food. It's just too much to name. So, Mom, how do you go about actually making the Thanksgiving turkey? Because that's a long process, isn't it?
It is, and it depends on the size of the turkey. So if you have a 20-pound turkey, it's going to take about 3.5 hours to cook it. But you have to prepare it and baste it with butter and make the stuffing. That's a cooked stuffing that we make with the bread cubes, celery, onions, and then we stuff that inside the turkey. For you, we keep it separate. We do not put it with the meat. We have it for vegetarian also. And that in and of itself is time consuming, but we enjoy getting this holiday meal together. I know Doug once asked me, Mom, what is the one thing that you put into your food that makes it so special? And I said to him, love. And he said, I believe that that's what makes the holidays very special. One, I'm cooking for my family, whom I love. But paraphrasing actually an American Indian saying where when you prepare food, you prepare it in a joyful spirit because it's what that spirit imparts. That's a flavoring that goes into the food, all the caring and love.
And you have done that for all of your children for so many years. You've imparted so much love and spirit into the food that you make. And it's a wonder that we're not all so big and...
Oh, sweetie. You're very kind.
I'm very happy that I've been able to sustain my weight all these years.
Alan, you look handsome. You're too thin, though.
Oh, well. Spoken just like a true mother. We are about to go to a commercial break right now. But before we do, we're going to play another Christmas song for you. And everybody knows this song. 大家都知道这首歌。这个叫 Jingle Bells. Enjoy.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Today.O'er the fields we go, doodle, laughing all the way.
Today, bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh,
to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E.
湾区新城中文电台，一个拥有国粤双语的全方位资讯电台，一个可以为您的商业、您的产品增加更多知名度的电台。如要投放广告，请致电18888898890 18888898890留言查询，或电邮至 info@bayareametro.com。 至真至诚，全新为您服务，尽在湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3。
感恩季圣诞情捐罐头送爱心，
爱可以改变一切。由全福会主办的圣诞慈善音乐会，12月10号星期六，邀请你同著名歌星黄子蕾、Alisa、刘欣瑜在 Cupertino Clean Center 度过美好的夜晚。
票价由10蚊至100蚊，湾区各大中文书店均有售票。查询专线510-936-9769 510-936-9769，
或网络订票 www.lovechangeseverything.org www.lovechangeseverything.org。
我只愿和你度过。
位于三妈跳市中心的课后辅导中心设计了一套让孩子开心家长放心的课后活动，包括由专业教师教授的中文、功夫、美术绘画和舞蹈等。
我们在这边学功夫，
我们在这里学画画，
我们在这边学中文。
请来我们的安全处，
请即拨打我们的联系电话650-548-9988 650-548-9988。
正宗的北京酸奶已来到湾区，每天选用加州限牛奶和活性乳酸菌、益生菌精心发酵而成，低脂低糖，酸甜爽口，壮如凝脂，回味无穷。无论正餐或休闲，来一杯原汁原味的北京酸奶。
嗯，回到小时候的感觉。多种口味供您选择，请到各永和超市专柜购买，其余6家分店遍布湾区，详情请致电18003526698查询。
唯一正宗的北京酸奶，请查询18003526698。
妈妈，这是我们的新家吗？我好喜欢哦。
对啊，这里环境好，学区好，终于买到了我们的新家。
这都要谢谢我们的房地产经纪人李文 Juliana Lee， 他有近30年的房地产经验及成功的市场分析能力。
Daddy， 赶快带我们去认识我们的新邻居吧。
我是李文，请来电650-857-1000，希望有机会为您服务，让您的梦想成真。
我是克仪，
我是赛日，我爱音乐，爱唱歌，
我爱运动，也爱跳舞。
我是老外，
哎，这里是美国，我才是老外吧？
而且我们都喜欢吃巧克力。
What? Chocolate? 这跟主持节目有什么关系啊？
不听不知道，
听了就知道。请锁定星期三、星期五1点至2点的轻松一刻。
Don't forget 网上即时收听 China923FM.com。克仪 ，Let's get some chocolate.
You're crazy.
大家好，我是赛日，你们现在收听的是轻松一刻。那等一下可以很快会过来。She has a special guest in the next segment, and we do miss her right now. But right now, also, I have my mom who's sitting right next to me, and I feel real good about that. It's the holidays. 感恩节很快就到了。So we're getting ready to party and have a good holiday season. And as the holiday season approaches, we want to wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season. Now, before we start chatting again, we're going to listen to a song, a holiday song. And this is one of your favorite holiday songs, Mom.
I love that song.
Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
I always think of you, Michael, when I hear that.
Well, I think of you too. So here we go, everybody. Andy Williams.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of the year. Christmas holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
That was Andy Williams, and I just love that song. What about you?
Oh, I love the way he sings that song. He does it with such a joyful spirit. It's just beautiful. A talented singer, obviously, but great, great song. And he really gets you into the spirit of Christmas time.
Oh my God, he sure does. Yeah. And it's funny because no matter where I am, in what part of the country or what part of the world or what time of year, every time I hear that song, I think of home. And I think of either the holidays.
Well, I take the card that you gave me 2 years ago and I take it out and I just play that from time, even if it's July. It's Christmas in July then. That song is just wonderful. So it's just...
So, just to recap, we have a big party at the family here. We have everybody over and make lots of good food, and the food lasts usually for at least a week or two. The leftovers do, anyway.
Well, yes, it depends on how many you're here, but at least you have good eating, at least for the next 2 days after.
And then the following day is Black Friday, and... Yeah, what do you think of Black Friday? Mom, I've always hated Black Friday. I never like to go outside.
In all of my days, Michael, I've never gone out shopping on Black Friday.
Yeah.
No, it's just way too much. I like to go out later on in the season and just look at the Christmas trees and the lights in the stores, beautiful decorations. But no, I do not like to go out on Black Friday. It's just too much of a madhouse.
I've always thought to myself, and I can understand why people would go out. They want to get
the better bargains.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's just not my cup of tea. But I was thinking, I was just reading recently, and someone was recently telling me that on Black Friday this year, actually not Black Friday, but on Thanksgiving Day,
they're opening
up.
Can
early.
You imagine that?
Yeah.
And they're going to shop that night at 10. They're going to open the stores at 10 o'clock that evening.
Yeah, I think it's crazy.
And I think that's a shame because I think you should treasure each day as it comes. Celebrate Thanksgiving. And then after that, we go into Christmas. And
I agree. So everybody out there, listen to Mama. Don't go shopping on Friday.
Oh, sweetie, no.
Stay home and relax and enjoy. No, if you have to go shopping, but be careful.
Yes, be careful.
如果你们在 Black Friday 要出去买东西的话,你们特别小心注意安全. Just don't go crazy. So I know everybody needs to buy stuff for the Christmas holidays, but Black Friday can be messy. So, everybody take your time. So Mom... What are some of the memories that you have as a child growing up in Philadelphia and of the holidays?
Well, at Thanksgiving especially, I do remember my dad going down to Reading Terminal the night before mm-hmm. Thanksgiving and getting all the chestnuts and filberts, the fruit that went into the fruit bowl. It was just wonderful. My mom would be working so hard preparing the meat and everything for the next day. And she's the one who started with the roasted potatoes and with garlic and all that.
Wow, yummy.
Yeah, it was yummy. And it was just beautiful. We had a long table. We were 11 people in the family.
Wow.
And friends would come over towards the evening. And it just kicked off the whole holiday season. Thanksgiving was a wonderful, wonderful, magical time for us children. Of course, you had school holiday.
Sure.
And then all the children's Christmas cartoons would be on. But the most important thing, I think, is just to say thank God for all the blessings. When you have, even today, when I walk into a supermarket, I just thank God that I'm able to be there and to purchase anything I wish to have,
sure,
to give it to my family. That is such a blessing. And that's the most important part of this particular day, that we remember to be so thankful for everything that's given to us.
That is beautiful, and that is so true. I don't think enough of us understand or realize just how much we do have and how much we have to be thankful for.
Because back in the day when we were little, there was not the abundance, but what we had, we were so excited and grateful for, because it was a special occasion that you had all that.
Sometimes people all too often forget to appreciate what they have. Do you feel that way? I mean, maybe sometimes people have too much. What do you
think?
When I say too much,
they wouldn't understand it, because that's how they were born into that,
right,
into more of a privileged life. But back in the 40s and 50s, when it was after the war or things like that, things were not plentiful. But we were, even with what we had, we were so grateful for what we did have.
Sure.
But we were reminded that when the holidays came and you had extra that you saved up for that moment, it was just very special.
True.
Today, I think it's just taken more for granted, but I still think people are grateful for what they have.
I do too.
Yes.
I think people are grateful. I just think people, Black Friday as an example, are running in so many different directions these days.
To me, that kind of takes away from, for me, the spirit of what Christmas is about.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too.
I like to shop and I like to buy something individually, but I don't think I would want to go on that, putting all my sneakers into a running marathon of running up and down the aisles and trying to grow and grab this or that.
Oh, no. I'm not a big fan of...
I don't want to do that, you know.
And as a kid working in retail stores, you know, I always hated the holidays, and I just dreaded seeing people lining up outside on Black Friday. And when the manager opened that door, it was like the rush.
Oh. Yeah, people being crushed at the door. And it's like, well, God bless them. But I'd rather be home putting up my Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving, remember?
Absolutely.
And you've been kind enough to help me these past few years.
And I'm home this year, and I can do just that.
Thank you for that.
I'm so happy to be able to do that.
A million thank yous for that.
And I was thinking, is there something that you would like to tell all of our Chinese listeners out there? Any special wishes you'd like to wish them for the holiday?
I wish each and every one of them a blessed day. God give them all plentiful food and prosperity. And may they have good health and long life. And wish each and every one a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, that was so beautiful, and I am just so happy to have my mom on the show today. And I know Kai, she's waiting back in San Francisco. She has a guest that's going to be coming on shortly, and it would be great to have you go to San Francisco with us one of these days.
Thank you, Michael, and Kai, thank you for being such a special person, and it's wonderful to wish you and your family a blessed Thanksgiving, too. And Michael, thank you for inviting me.
Well, Mama, it's my pleasure, and I'm so happy to introduce you to our world at lunch break, and everybody out there who's in the San Francisco Bay Area, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving, and remember, don't forget to go to China923FM, ChinaJuarsanFM.com, and BayAreaMetro.com. And don't forget KeiChang.com, KeiChang. And speaking of KeiChang, she is in the house and she will be sitting down in one moment. So stay tuned for her special interview. And while you're waiting for Kai, here's another holiday song to get you in the mood.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow.
ANA Anna 家具公司两万多尺大型陈列室，从意大利名师设计的现代家具到美国大师的经典组合，带给您全新的家居享受。安娜家具公司地址在301号 South El Camino Real San Mateo Hillsdale 购物中心对面，电话650-212-2288 650-212-2288。湾区星辰中文电台现正招请营业代表多名，需懂国粤语，勤奋敬业，有经验者优先，内涵绝对保密，有意者请将个人简历电邮到 info@bayareametro.com，或者传真简历到我们的全美客服热线1-888-889-8890 1-888-889-8890，请注明您的应征职位。
传承多年的料理经验，最正宗最新鲜的手工水饺，最丰盛最好吃的北方美食，尽在水饺大王。水饺大王地址3929CW New World，电话510-713-2800 510-713-2800。水饺大王更推出贴心的袋装水饺，让你把美食带回家。
如果您是一个专业人士，包括医生、律师、顾问、经纪等等，为了让更多人了解您、信赖您，请联系湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3，我们全体人员将会全心全意为您服务。如要投放广告或想拥有自己的节目，请联系我们1-888-889-8890，或电邮到 info@bayareametro.com。
妈妈，这是我们的新家吗？我好喜欢哦。
对呀，这里环境好，学区好，终于买到了我们的新家。
这都要谢谢我们的房地产经纪人李文 Juliana Lee， 她有近30年的房地产经验及成功的市场分析能力。
Daddy， 赶快带我们去认识我们的新邻居吧。
我是李文，请来电650-857-1000，希望有机会为您服务，让您的梦想成真。
我是克仪，
我是赛日，我爱音乐，爱唱歌，
我爱运动，也爱跳舞。
我是老外，
哎，这里是美国，我才是老外吧？
而且我们都喜欢吃巧克力。
What? Chocolate? 这跟主持节目有什么关系啊？
不听不知道，
听了就知道。请锁定星期三、星期五1-2点的轻松一刻。
Don't forget， 网上及时收听 China923FM.com。克仪 ，Let's get some chocolate。
You're crazy。大家好，欢迎回到节目当中，我是克仪。哇，刚刚真的是非常难得诶，我可以听到我的好的 partner 从这个东岸的这个费城给我们做的访问，还有呢他和他的这个很慈祥的妈妈的对话哦，带我们认识了他们这个，其实他们是意大利家族嘛，但是在这边生活这么多年，就是当地的这个美国人了。他们在感恩节的时候呢是怎么样的过节，有什么样的传统，怎么样烤火鸡，还有真的是这个心怀感激的重要性哦。觉得他这个礼物实在送得太好了。那所以可以，我现在在这边要送什么礼物给大家呢？因为感恩节到了，所以呢，其实我想带大家认识一本书。它那个书名呢非常特别，就叫《秘密》，也就是 Secret。然后它有翻成中文，因为呢，这个到底有什么重要呢？因为很多人真的是不知道或忽略了，当我们有正面思考所带来的这个正面的影响，然后因为自己呢，他用自己的正面的这个念力，可以得给自己、给家人、跟朋友带来的快乐跟幸福啊。如果大家可以把这个负面的这个想法、情绪，有的时候当然是很难够 control， 但是如果你试着把它丢掉的话， 你所带来的影响真的是很大。这就是这本书所要讲的，他就说很多人可能都不晓得这个秘密，那很多人成功的人都是运用了这个想法。举个例子怎么说，所以最近我就自己先试试看到底有没有成功哦。常常有的时候想着说，你看我们来到录音室，或者当我要去 KTSF 录双节中文的时候，压力很大，因为可能很多人都在等，或者大家要开会的时候他在想不要迟到，或者赶飞机的时候要怎么办呢？那如果我们每次想到说啊，我不要迟到，不要呢就已经是这个负面的这个想法了，所以我们要把这个 no 拿掉，放成什么呢？正面。那我就会跟自己开始催眠我自己，我就会观想，我说我会准时到，然后我就开始幻想这个观想这个高速公路一路无阻啊，我就一路通畅的这个开，开到那边呢，一的是我已经到了机场是准时把我的行李 check in， 或者呢我看到我的要访问的客人，或看到我的 working crew， 我的 production working crew， 然后呢我就会啊让我自己情绪稍微舒缓一下。而且这个其实我试了三次，我真的很想跟大家说这个真的是非常有用的，到目前为止这三次我非常感恩，我都没有迟到，所以感恩也是非常重要的一部分。那现在呢我请大家听一首歌哦，这是一张很好听的歌，也就是配合这首书叫做 Secret， 我们一起来听一下。
中文电台更强大更完善，由周一至周五早上十点到两点，下午四点到五点，晚上八点到十点，周六早上八点到下午四点，周日中午十二点到三点，锁定湾区新城中文电台国乐双语频道，丰富资讯满足所有听众。
少林门功夫学院是一所传授正统中国功夫，如李小龙的截拳道、双截棍及少林南北拳术、刀枪剑棍、醉拳、醉棍、太极养生气功、内功等，适合各种年龄。特 特聘国家级教练钟永济亲自教授。你想送给孩子一生最好的礼物吗？就请将他送到少林门。报名热线650-548-9988，650-548-9988。
失业率居高不下，大选年在即，股市动荡，经济走向不明朗，如何在年底前理顺你的财务规划，降低投资风险？湾区知名理财顾问 Daniel Loy 将在周日11月13日和12月4日下午3点到5点举办2011年投资税务策略讲座。报名电话408-329-7549，408-329-7549。
嘉信理财一向与时并进，为投资者提供高质素投资体验。现推出嘉信手机程式，让您随时随地管理账户，追踪市场动态及投资买卖。由即日起，在嘉信开设账户并存入75000块钱，可获赠最新 Android 手机一部，有多款选择，无需开台合约。今天就致电800-682-0668与嘉信华语专员联络，了解更多您的投资选择。优惠有条件限制 ，Charles Schwab Member SIPC。
冬天去哪儿玩？
天下第一灯嘉年华，
十几组高楼般的巨型彩灯，天坛、金门大桥、埃菲尔铁塔、恐龙迷宫，一天逛遍全球。
有吃有玩有购物有表演，40万人的节日盛会，美国首次热翻湾区。
Great American Parking Lot， 11月25日至1月2日，天下第一灯，让您过个不一样的冬天。
票价12元，老人、儿童团体优惠。网址是 www.globalwonderland.org， 电话是18887687469，18887687469。
我是克仪，
我是赛日，我爱音乐，爱唱歌，
我爱运动，也爱跳舞。
我是老外，
哎，这里是美国，我才是老外吧？
而且我们都喜欢吃巧克力。
What chocolate？这跟主持节目有什么关系啊？
不听不知道，
听了就知道。请锁定星期三、星期五1点至2点的轻松一刻。
Don't forget， 网上即时收听 china923fm.com。可以 ，Let's get some chocolate。
You're crazy。欢迎回到节目当中。哎，刚刚。啊，上一集我们给大家讲到的就是一本书，我跟大家推荐哦，可以趁过这个假日期间去看一下，叫 Secrets， 有中文版叫做秘密，就是如何利用这个正面思考能量改变你自己的人生。那么接下来呢，我想请大家来带我们认识一位，就是我们今天的一个特别的来宾他是网络财富集团的董事长，也是美国八位数财富公司的总裁兼 CEO， 非常年轻，叫 Tony简世哲。 Tony 你好，在线上吗？ Hello， 我们为大家邀请到的 Tony 他现在是在人在 LA， 他是要打电话进来跟我们进行的访问。来，我们跟 Tony 问一个好。 Tony 在线上吗？可能是因为这个线路的关系，他暂时挂掉了。我们看看他能不能再打电话进来好吗？有的时候因为他现在很忙，正在赶飞机，带大家先认识一下好了。其实 Tony 他是谁呢？他是目前全球最有名也是最成功的网络赚钱的专家之一，也是网络创业家之一，非常的年轻那个听说这个全球著名的这个华人女作家陈爱妮，还有中国最著名的讲师陈安之，都是他的学生，而且透过他的帮忙赚了不少的钱。所以呢，我们大家都很好奇，他每天这样跑来跑去，现在正要飞出去到另外一个城市，然后透过这个连线，我们现在问问他正要飞到哪里，那带我们了解一下到底怎么样可以透过网络赚钱。
Hello，Tony，
你好，听到了，太好了，我们终于连上线了。你好，我是克仪。
大家好。
对首先想我刚刚跟大家就是你没有听到的那一段介绍了一下你自己的个人的背景，然后大家可能现在真的对这个如何靠这个网上这个网络创业家透过网络来赚钱非常的好奇，你可以先跟我们讲一下你自己吗？其实你到底是怎么样成功的，大家一定对你非常的好奇。
其实我也是摸索了一段时间，我是从7年前开始摸索，那个时候我还是每天上班，那一开始其实只是就是想说可不可以每个月多赚个几百块，那我那时候觉得说一个月多赚几百块我就可以开一台好一点的车子，然后结果就是这样去摸索，后来就没想到找到一些很不错的方法， 那现在这几年我在网上的收入彻底改变我的人生。
哇，所以你真的是非常的年轻的创业家，但是你现在跟我们分享一下，我知道其实你这个你的 internet 创造了超过3000万美金的销售量，那这个到底是什么样的秘密呢？可以跟我们分享一下。我知道其实星期六你马上即将有个讲座，在我们讲讲座之前，可以跟我们讲具体讲一下吗？
对，我找到这几年找到很多方法，在网上可以赚钱啊，增加收入。那我现在就是因为我们时间有限嘛，所以我很快的讲其中的几个。
是
这几年我发现说呢，你可以放一些东西到网上，到 internet 上面去帮你赚钱。
嗯，
那我这几年在全世界20几个城市也示范过怎么放一些东西到网上去赚钱。那其中的一个东西，譬如说像是电子书，之前有好几至少有几千个人就是在看我，但是经过我们上过我们的课之后呢，就放一些电子书到网上去，像 Amazon、Barnes & Nobles， 然后去赚钱。这些书放上去之后，就会开始帮你每天几乎是都是变成是自动在赚钱。然后另外一个东西就是销售页，你可以放英文叫做 landing page，你可以把一些 landing page 销售页放在某些地方，然后这些销售业也可以帮你赚钱。然后我再分享一个好了，其中一个这几年帮我赚的最多钱的其中一个东西是会员网。会员网就是 membership website。
OK，
如果说你今天有一个会员网，那假设说你从全球招了1000个会员，如果每个会员付你每个月10块美金的话，那你每个月就可以收10000美金。OK，
嗯，
那我们另外一种收费模式呢，是一次性，不是每个月收费。我有好几个会员网是一次性，这些会员要加进来，就是一次性的付个1000多美金或者是几百块美金。那如果说你有1000个会员，每个人付你大概是我们就说500块美金就好了，嗯、那就是50万美金了嘛，对不对？
是，嗯，
走，呀。
所以这样子我觉得听起来大家可能会非常的心动，但是也觉得可能会有一些难度吧。这是适合每一个人的吗？请问一下。
对，没有错，就是也许每个人都会觉得说这个可能不太适合我，可是我们最近测试了很多我们的学生，我们这几年也是有好几个学生，很多的学生他们开始架构起自己的会员网，然后我们会教他们一些方法，让他们开始很快的吸收，从全世界吸收会员。
嗯，
那其中一个秘诀就是，你一开始先给免费的会员，那免费会员你可以吸收到很多很多的人进来。那就像 Facebook 它也是，它其实也是免费的加入。
对。
可是因为 Facebook 它吸收到目前大概有很多人说是700 million、800 million。
嗯哼。
就是因为它吸收到很多会员，所以它现在价值是850亿美金。也就是说你手上如果有会员，你就拥有财富。
对，所以这个会员真的，你有名单，你有会员的名单，你真的就拥有财富。所以我觉得想说，就是其实我想当初也是这样，很多金主可能听到这边都会觉得啊，真的是希望能够在最短的时间里面利用个小小的投资，让他们增加一笔额外的收入，是吧？这就是你当初的想法。
对对。
嗯，那其实你在创业的时候呢，可不可以跟我们分享一下有碰到什么样的难题吗？
其实一开始就是我一开始摸索了好几个月，我其实放弃过。
嗯，
我就觉得说好难哦，就是每天花几个小时去找怎么赚钱，然后几个月之后都还是没有赚到钱，所以一开始是就放弃了。然后后来是因为去上了一堂课，就学到就。看到他们真正在网上赚很多钱的人是怎么做的，所以我才开始赚到钱。
哦，所以等于是真的是透过一个正当的途径，这个上课非常重要，所以你现在也是把你自己的经验7年来跟教给大家，是这样子吧？
对。
那你可以带我们了解一下，其实哦，我觉得透过这个网络赚钱，你刚刚讲到不同的方式有三个嘛，对不对？主要的是啊，也有这个会员，还有这个销售业，还有这个电子书。那你在这个我们马上即将要聊到的，就是一个你们星期六，也就是明天，你会在我们这边举办的一场讲座，是吧？
会有两场，
对，
11点跟2点。
对，我跟大家重复一下，11月12日星期六在 Embassy Suites Mill Peters 上午的呢是11点，一个是下午是2点。那另外一场呢是11月13号的星期天，也是在 Embassy Suites Mill Peters。
明天是10月19号，你看的是上个礼拜的。
哦，对，不好意思，我哦 ，OK， 是，所以是明天，但是星期六跟星期天是没有错的，对不对？你的
只有星期六。
星期六，
10月19号11点跟2点，在那个 Hilton Garden Inn， Bridge Point， 2000 Bridge Point Circle。
好，现在重复一下好吗？
就是明天的11点跟2点，在 San Mateo Hilton Garden Inn， 地址是2000 Bridge Point， 然后报名电话是510-316-1532，510-316-1532。然后比较方便的报名方法是5168.us， 我们的报名网址 www.5168.us， 不是 .com， 是 .us。
是 .us， 好，我这边重复一下哦，它的地点是在 San Mateo 的 Hilton Garden Inn， 然后报名电话请大家一定要踊跃报名，是要报名才能参加的吗？是吗 ，Tony？
对，因为我们就是位置就是只有那几个嘛。
OK， 所以报名电话、报名热线是510-316-1532，然后同时 Tony 也说我们可以利用他们的报名网址是5168.us， 是吧？
对对。
那 Tony， 我知道你时间有限，可不可以在你赶飞机之前呢，赶快跟我们讲一下你的这个讲座的内容大概是什么，好吗？
这个讲座我会讲好几个，像我刚才讲几个方法，我另外还会再讲几个，譬如说我会讲另外一个，就是说怎么样可以在网上很快的让几百个人，在某些地方你可以很快的招到几百个人开始帮你卖你的东西，然后帮你比如说招你的会员，然后帮你赚钱。如果说你一辈子总是要靠你自己的时间脑力赚钱的话，那要变成一个真正富有的人是很难的，所以你一定要知道怎么样在最简单的在最短的时间开始去找到最多的人帮你赚钱，这个是我们明天会教你的。然后我也会讲到更多的细节，也会现场示范我刚才教的那些东西。然后我也会讲到，譬如说你如果自己有 business， 你自己如果有一个
企业
产品还是服务，对，想要找到更多的客户，我们也会谈到这些。
哇，所以真的是非常的全面化。所以跟大家讲一下，如果你现在正好是啊把收音机转过来的呢，我们为大家访问到的是网络财富集团的董事长，也是美国八位数财富公司的总裁兼 CEO， 他的名字是 Tony， 叫简世哲，他目前是全球最有名最成功的网络赚钱专家之一，所以他也很高兴他能到来到湾区和我们分享他这些赚钱的经验，然后真的是我相信他也希望来帮助大家，对不对？因为你自己成功了嘛，你想把这个经验跟大家分享是吧？
第一个是分享啦，当然你如果有办法帮助别人成功，这个本身就是一件很快乐的事情。那第二个就是我帮助越多人他们找到他们有建立他们自己的会员网，还是他们自己有很多的名单，这些人他们都可以开始赚到钱，甚至赚到很多的钱。然后我帮助这些人，其实对我也是有很大的帮助。对我自己是吧？
对，Tony讲的真的是很在，其实也就是帮助别人，也是让帮助自己，自己也会更快乐。我想在节目最后，你带我们了解一下好不好？就是我们想这个座谈会，我们会谈到赚钱的这个秘诀吗？是不是？这跟最重要的概念是什么呢？
我觉得赚钱的几个很重要的概念，其中一个就像我刚才讲的，你必须要找到一些管道、一些方法，然后让一大堆东西或者是一大堆人来帮你赚钱。OK， 你千万不要一辈子就是好像每天上班，然后变成是你用你的时间跟劳力在帮别人赚钱。这样子的话，你一辈子要成为富有自由的人是不太可能的。所以这是财富的第一个。 最重要的一个概念。然后另外一个赚钱，另外一个很重要的概念就是你要懂得，不管你今天想要卖什么东西赚钱，你要懂得怎么样很快的去找到一大堆对你要卖这个东西感兴趣的人。
那改飞机了，我这边跟大家再讲一下，所以在明天我们就会看到 Tony 的讲座是 Summertel Hilton Garden Inn， 然后他的时间是上午11点跟下午2点，报名电话再跟大家讲一次 1510-316-1536 或者报名网址 5168.us。 那今天谢谢 Tony， 也祝你有一个 Have a safe flight 好吗？
那个报名电话是 510-316-1532
对 510-316-1532
对
不起
okay,
我讲错了吗？
那希望明天可以有机会见到大家。
是的，希望大家踊跃去跟 Tony 可以当面的好好的聊聊。那谢谢 Tony。那各位观众朋友，刚刚为大家访问到的是加州的阳光，因为今天虽然没有什么阳光，我们哥。谢谢大家今天收听《课与赛日》的轻松一刻。赛日在东岸，在费城，那我在旧金山，然后也祝大家有一个非常愉快的这个周末。下个礼拜就是感恩节了，那星期天的时候也请大家不要忘记收看了 KTSF 26台可以主持的商界纵横。我们下周同一时间再会咯，星期三星期五再见，拜拜。